From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372, and you can email us your questions and answers this hour as well to anything@kera.org. Starting us off this week, Joe in Arlington says, in Arlington off Division Street are dozens of used railroad ties that were recently replaced with new ties. He says, I would like to reclaim these for use in other projects rather than buying new wood. Can I just pick up some ties laying on the side of the road, or do I need permission from someone? Call us, 800-933-5372. Kevin in Plano says, does anyone know the story or the background concerning the symbols on Oreo cookies? Okay. Salita writes from somewhere and asks, I would very much appreciate it if someone could tell me where to find dry red clay in the Metroplex area. This clay is mixed with glue to make bole. Bole is one of the materials I need in order to make religious icons. Call us, 800-933-5372, or email us, anything@kera.org. Gwen in Dallas writes, I've looked everywhere I can think of to find the actual name for the three golden balls used on pawn shop signs. All I can find, she says, is that it was part of the De Medici coat of arms. If it is part of heraldry, it should have a name. Does anyone know? 800-933-5372. Pierce asks, can one of your listeners recommend an effective and affordable system or method for controlling backyard mosquitoes, something other than the usual citronella? KC in Fort Worth says ATA was the last airline that allowed pets to travel in the cabin to Hawaii. Now that they are out of business, I need to know other ways to safely transport my pets. I'm relocating this fall, I guess, to Hawaii, and do not want to put them in cargo. Please help. Well, you can help at 800-933-5372. Email us, anything@kera.org. Let's talk first to Jeanette in Dallas. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Jeff. I have a partial answer to the railroad tie question.
Okay.
I don't know about the legality of taking it, but I know that some of those railroad ties are actually treated. You may or may not want, I don't know what they're using.
Say again, they're treated with what?
Chemicals,
okay,
to preserve the wood.
Sure.
So depending on what project they want to use them for, they might think about the if that's hazardous or not.
Right, like not putting it around a sandbox for kids.
In your yard, I mean, they can be treated with arsenic and other things. So that's not really the answer to his question, but I felt an obligation to warn him.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeanette.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Up next is Terry in Arlington. Hello, Terry.
Yeah, hello, Jeff.
Go right ahead.
I've got a answer for the gentleman looking for the railroad tie question in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to work for the railroad over there, and those ties generally, when they're replaced in the track like that, are generally gathered up by the railroad company and sold to landscapers and landscaping companies and the like. The lady prior to this was correct. They are treated with chemicals. In fact, they're treated with creosote, which is a carcinogen, so you wouldn't want him around anywhere where there's children or anything like that.
Right.
But, yeah, in order to get any of those ties, he would need to contact Union Pacific Railroad.
Very good.
And the Maintenance Away Department is who he needs to ask for.
The Maintenance Away Department.
That's right.
Very good. Thanks, Terry.
You bet.
All right. 800-933-5372. That was quick. Anything@kera.org is the email address. Crystal has written us and says there's an old small cemetery on Arapaho near Greenville and the DART station. And I'm just curious, she writes, if anyone knows how it came to be there. Was there a family farm there? I'm assuming it's not been moved due to family owning land, but please correct me if I'm wrong. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Oh, this is from last week. Rick in Fort Worth, who billboarded this question with this might be kind of lame to ask about a movie. There are no lame questions, Rick. He says, I saw this movie when I was a kid on cable television a lot. He says it was a horror movie. It started out with a ball rolling down these stairs repeatedly. At one point, he takes the ball and throws it into a river. When he gets home, the ball is rolling down the stairs again. Later on, a wheelchair rolls in from the top of the stairs. Toward the end, you find out that there's a ghost in the attic with the wheelchair and the ball. What movie was this? 800-933-5372. That's why we do the show. Anything at KERA.org is the email address. Let's talk to Austin in Dallas. Hello, Austin.
Yeah, I didn't know how to say it, but honestly, that railroad tag, I already answered the question. But if you walk down the side of most railroad tracks, there's usually three or four just like lying off on the side of nowhere. So you want a nice afternoon walk, go look for road ties.
Very good. Thanks, Austin.
Yeah, no problem. 800-933-5372.
Also from last week, Holly wants to know if anyone remembers a cover of the song Kiss, originally by Prince. It came out in the late 80s or early 90s. That was a metal version or an alternative rock version. Does anybody remember the name of that band? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Dave in Arlington wrote us and asks, what happens to the surplus money in candidates' campaign accounts? For instance, once a candidate is no longer in a campaign race, does that money stay in the general campaign fund, or do they have to donate it to someone? And Christine Richardson chimes in also on this. I heard several mentions, she says, on NPR this week that a candidate may try to negotiate a vice presidential bid or a position in the new president's cabinet. I'm sorry, I heard several mentions that dropping out of a presidential campaign is a negotiation, she writes. While I understand that a candidate may try to negotiate a VP slot or a position in the new president's cabinet, it was also suggested that a candidate could negotiate the terms of outstanding campaign debt. What authority, Christine asks, does the eventual nominee have to forgive or change the terms of a campaign debt for a former candidate? Would this mean, for example, that Senator Obama would use some of his own campaign funds to offset Senator Clinton's campaign debt? So if you know the answers to those questions, call us 800-933-5372 or email us anything at KERA.org. Let's talk to Marilyn in Denton. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, Jeff. I am hoping there's an ornithologist listening today.
Okay.
I would like to know why it is when birds are on the ground, why some of them hop and some of them run.
Well, we'll ask.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
800-933-5372. Up next is Ellen in Fort Worth. Hello, Ellen.
Hi. I just wanted to answer the question about the movie with the ball bouncing down the stairs.
Yeah.
That movie, I think, I'm pretty sure it was called The Changeling.
Okay.
And it scared the heck out of me when I was a kid. I watched it one time, and it's in my brain forever.
Very good.
And then I had a question about this Overcoming Faith Christian Center. I was wondering if anybody knew anything about what the faith actually was.
Where is it?
It's in Mansfield off of 287, and it's just this huge center, and it says Overcoming Faith, and I'm just wondering if it's some kind of getting over your faith or if you're overcome with faith. I don't know.
Very good. Well, we'll ask.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Let's talk to Copton in Fort Worth. Hello, Copton.
Hi. I've got an answer to the movie about the ball dancing or bouncing down the stairs and
yes.
The wheelchair. It's called The Changeling.
Very good. Well,
and I don't know the director or anything else, but that's the name of the movie.
Well, that's the answer we got from someone else, so we'll say that that's a definitive answer.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Nick writes that with last week's Italian beef sandwich question answered, as a follow-up, where can I get a great Italian dessert, specifically a cannoli in the North Dallas area? We'll take a few answers on that. He also asks, whatever happened to Zubbles? He says, a few years ago, there was an article in Popular Science about a man who had invented colored bubbles, not the typical clear ones we see. Supposedly, they were going to launch the product in 2006 as Zubbles. There were the inevitable delays, but their website still says the launch is scheduled for spring of 2007. Nick continues, I read the company that they licensed the product to terminated their agreement. Does anyone know what happened to Zubbles? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's talk to Richard in Carrollton. Hello, Richard.
Hi there. I'm a potter and ceramist, and a lady was asking for some dry clay.
Dry red earlier. Clay.
Yeah. There are two pretty good ceramic supplies in the area.
Mm-hmm.
One is Trinity Ceramics in Dallas.
Trinity Ceramics, okay.
They're off of Industrial and Irving Boulevard kind
okay.
of area. And another one is called Texas Pottery. They're north of Fort Worth.
Very good.
And they have both wet and dry clay. Trinity probably has the largest selection. They've got different individual components to make the clay. They have several brands and import in, and you can buy them by the pound, by the ton, however much you need.
Very good. But
Trinity Ceramic Supply.
Thanks very much, Richard. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Jed in Dallas, who listens on the sly at work, he writes, asks, why are flying bugs, moths, etc., attracted to lights at night? He says, each night during the summer, my kitchen window is crowded with these little flyers. Fortunately, he says, for the geckos that live in my rose garden below the window, it makes for a good dinner of easy targets. But he wants to know why. And while we're on the subject of geckos, we had lots of answers come in about geckos and lizards in the home. And Dana in Carrollton writes that regarding gecko lizards getting into the homes, the lizards can come in through the tiniest crack, usually under your door. He or she adds, I have a family of these lizards living on my front porch. They love to eat insects. They're not dangerous and actually help keep the bugs at bay. If you prefer the lizards not be in your home, you can gently scoop them up with a piece of paper and place them back outside, although you should be very careful because it's very easy to hurt them, usually by ripping off their tails if you're not careful. Let's see. Will in Dallas says, those aren't geckos. The little green lizards are annals, very common in southeast United States and Texas. And annals, this is from Wikipedia, he says, thrive on live insects and other invertebrates, with moths and spiders being some of the most commonly consumed prey. They're opportunistic feeders and may attempt to eat any attractive meal that is small enough. The primary food for captive annals are small feeder crickets that can be purchased at most pet stores. And Jane wrote in to take issue with dismissing a caller's concern about having geckos in the house. And Jane, point well taken. And Jane says to get rid of geckos, because she apparently was overwhelmed by geckos in her house, you can keep them out of the house by weather stripping all your doors and windows, caulking around all the doors, windows, baseboards, fireplace mantles, window casings, and door frames if they're on an outside wall. Even places, she writes, you wouldn't believe they could get in. I saw one, she says, sticking halfway out of a gap that I didn't know even existed between the decorative molding around my window and the wall. Check fireplaces for holes. I also screened all of my air conditioning vents, caulk, or use expandable foam outside in gaps and soffits and eaves around windows and doors where they hide during the day. So, Jane, thank you very much. Point well taken. And Malia says, if you want to get rid of geckos, you can put eggs around where they are and they will flee. They relate those eggs to birds, and birds eat them. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Clinton in Sanger. Hello, Clinton.
Hello. I have a question. Given the worldwide shortage of corn and the problem we're having, you know, with food supply versus biodiesel and things like that, mm-hmm. is there a scientific reason why we don't make ethanol out of sugar cane and revitalize that industry?
Well, let's ask. See if we get an answer for you. All right. Thanks, Clint.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Kaz in Dallas. Hello, Kaz.
Hey, Jeff. That Prince song, Kiss, was redone by the Art of Noise with Tom Jones.
Oh, okay.
And it's a good one.
Very good. Thanks very much, Kaz.
Okay, all thanks.
Right, bye.
Bye.
And let's see. I think we have time before the break for one more question from Todd in Rome. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine.
I have a question about your question. When I was a kid, my dad was stationed at Carswell. And between the Carswell main gate and where Ridgemar Mall is now, there was this pre-Civil War graveyard that apparently now there's development there. And I was wondering, did the developer move the graveyard? Is the graveyard still there? Or what happened to it? Or did they build on top of it?
Well, Todd, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA 90.1. Our telephone number, 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address is anything at kera.org. And we got a question from Frank in Plano last week about the Dallas Housing Authority at Hillcrest and the Bush Tollway. He writes, the Dallas Housing Authority has been constructing a low-income housing project at Hillcrest and the Bush Turnpike. Does anyone know why this project has taken an inordinate amount of time to be completed? He says, I know there was a squabble over placing the project at the location, threatened lawsuits, etc. However, this does not seem to be what's causing the delay. It appears there are no workers or only sporadic work being done. Does anyone know what the delay is, or is this how these projects are normally handled? And to get an answer on this, our assistant producer, Brandilyn Barnett, who joins us now. Hello, Brandilyn.
Hi.
You looked into it.
That's right. I called the Dallas Housing Authority and spoke with a Michelle Raglan. And the answer I got was that the property was bought way back in 1996. And Frank is right in his assertion that what's really held up the construction has been a lawsuit and litigation. Up to this point, they've only been able to, over this long period of time, complete 75 of the units that they originally wanted to build. But the other 40 units of the construction or the site will be done in June. So that's right. I mean, it's almost done and they're almost there. And if you, there are volunteer opportunities available. The Dallas Housing Authority is now working with local homeowners trying to cut down on some of the controversy mm-hmm. of the housing project. And there are opportunities available. So if you want to know more about that, we've linked to the Dallas Housing Authority on our webpage. So you can feel free to contact them. And yeah, it seems like the project's going to be done. Litigation was what was holding it up.
Great. Brandilyn, thanks very much.
My All right. pleasure.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number. The email address, anything@kera.org. And one of my favorite questions from last week was the question we got about what do you grow in your garden? And we can keep answering this because it's kind of fun. And we also had a question about fruit trees, which ones would work in the clay soil. And Jenica and Carrollton wrote us and said, I live in North Carrollton, which is also a clay soil, and I have wonderful fruits from fig trees, pear tree, a plum tree, a peach tree, which is a dwarf peach tree, grows very well and has wonderful sweet peaches. Jenica says, I have over 100 preserves jars from my fruit trees, and everyone loves them. Larray says, we've had a garden in Texas for over 20 years, and tomatoes are our favorite. Writes, prepare the ground with a lot of manure and compost, till very well. Be sure and plant 80% of the plant so you'll get a good root system. Celebrity, Larray says, are the best variety. Also, yellow straight neck squash and zucchini squash do very well. Onions do well, but do not plant but about a half inch deep, or they won't make very large onions. Both of these should be in raised beds. Black-eyed peas, also jalapeno peppers, but Larray says not bell peppers. Khan in Fort Worth writes, I've had luck in Fort Worth with a plum, a Santa Rosa plum, a red Fuji apple, a Burbank July Alberta peach, which has the smallest pit-to-fruit ratio, very large fruit size. Khan says all of these fruit trees will produce after 3 years. The semi-dwarf tree is best for our small property lot. Will grow 12 to 15 feet tall. A dwarf tree will grow up to 10 feet tall. And let's see, Roy in Dallas said, try a pear tree. Growing up in Dallas, my parents had a pear tree that thrived and produced great numbers of pears. He also has a question, which we'll get to shortly. And then Althea says, you can grow apples and peaches in East Dallas. My grandparents' house on Vanderbilt near Abrams had an apple tree, and a friend in the same area had peaches. They bore fruit every year and lots of it. The peaches were small, but she didn't do anything to cultivate them either. They might have been better with extra attention. And with peaches, watch out for the birds. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Up next is a very patient Cody in Hearst. Hello, Cody. Are you there, Cody?
Yes, I am.
Yes, go right ahead.
All right, well, as I was sitting on the phone, I heard three questions that I can answer. The geckos, the correct thing to do is seal all the doors and windows, like
sure.
one viewer, listener had said. As far as the mosquitoes goes, there should be a clarification. The big long-legged wing things that are always flying around this time of the year are actually crane flies. The mosquitoes that everybody worries about don't really show up until the dry season.
Okay.
There's nothing you can really do to get rid of mosquitoes because, of course, they can just come from the neighbor's house. The main thing to do is always make sure there isn't standing water left around, which everybody always says. And then as far as why moths hang out by the light, it's kind of like a food chain deal. They hang out at the light because there's a food source there, and because the moths are there, then the spiders show up there. And one thing that you can do to thwart that is actually use a yellow light bulb as opposed to the standard white light or a clear light bulb.
Cody, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
All right. 800-933-5372. Up next is Kathy in McKinney. Hello, Kathy.
Well, Well, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing fine.
I have an answer to the cannoli question.
Okay.
I'm originally from Chicago, and when I lived there, I ordered pizza and all sorts of wonderful Italian food from a place called Rosati's. And in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there's only one. It's in McKinney. It's at McKinney Ranch Road and Lake Forest, which is about maybe half a mile north of 121 on Lake Forest. And I was there yesterday and picked up an Italian beef sandwich, and they've got authentic cannolis and probably the best pizza that you'll find in Dallas anywhere.
Very good. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372. We also got an answer from Steve, who says you can get cannoli at the southeast corner of Marsh and Forest. He says, I forgot the name of the place, though. Rose in Dallas says, I have friends who moved to Hawaii and who also moved their pets, and transporting them on the airline was the least of their problems. Rose says, Hawaii has an exhaustive quarantine program, something like 4 months. You should check with the Hawaiian authorities and your vet. The airlines will not take pets and cargo during summer months because of concern about heat exhaustion. So you're looking at October now. And Rose says, be prepared for an expense. Larry in Joshua says, about the railroad ties, my brother recently tried to get used ties from the railroad and contacted everyone he could find remotely involved with the railroad and the railroads themselves. It is illegal to take ties from beside the railroad. These ties are contracted out to companies and are not resold because of the creosote in them and the liability issues. Arnie says, try a mosquito magnet to get rid of mosquitoes. He says it's not that cheap. It costs about $220. It runs on propane and a special attractant. But we started using it last summer. We live by a creek in Arlington. The effects are amazing, especially if you start running it in the spring. He says it don't work for the company either. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Matthew in Addison. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. Hey, I was just calling about the caller who had a question about the way to repel mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And I've seen a product on the Outdoor Channel, and I believe it was called Thermacell. But what it is, it's kind of like a little handheld device that you can put down either on a picnic table or, you know, if you're outdoors. And it supposedly will create like a 30-foot radius that will, there's an odor that it emits that the insects, you know, don't like, and it'll mm-hmm. repel them. So I think you could pick it up at any outdoor store like Bass Pro or Cabela's.
Very good. Thanks very much.
All right, you bet.
800-933-5372. Up next is Alex in Dallas. Hello, Alex.
Hello. I have an answer for the question about what happened to Zubbles.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Zubbles, I tried to contact the inventor of Zubbles, and he didn't get back to me, so I went to the company that was supposed to distribute them, and unfortunately, there's no plans to distribute them.
So no one has really an answer of what happened. They're just not going to put them out.
The company sent me an email back saying that there was just no plans to distribute them. I don't exactly know why, but that's what I got back from the company.
So I think I remember hearing something about this, but what are they? What is it?
Okay, you know how bubbles are usually clear, like, you know, the bubbles that you blow.
Yeah, and they have like sort of a rainbowy or oily sheen
right.
on them. Yeah.
The Zubbles are a guy from Minnesota came up with a way. He was working with somebody who was a dye chemist, mm-hmm. and they came up with a way to make colored bubbles. There was black, blue, red, green, and it was absolutely amazing that they came up with bubbles that were somehow able to maintain the bubble shape while having the dye distributed throughout the entire bubble rather than sinking to the bottom.
Okay.
So they had a complete colored bubble, and it didn't stain. And you can check out their website at Zubbles.com.
Right. So, and could you still see through them? They were just—they were colored.
From the video that I saw, it looked like you could still see through them. They're mostly opaque, but you know, somewhat translucent.
Right.
It's not very clear, but I've been eagerly awaiting Zubbles.
Well, and one more question, because this is fascinating. What
sure.
did all the different colors come out of the same bottle, or did you have to have a green bottle and a blue bottle and a black bottle?
There was a green bottle,
okay.
a blue bottle.
Okay.
So you buy a bottle of black Zubbles, and there was talk about making... The way that the dye worked is... it's been years since I actually looked it up, but
right.
it was in popular science.
Right.
In about 2005, 2006. And there were infinite number of applications that could have been used.
Okay.
And for some reason, they just said no.
Very good. They bought it up, or they licensed it, and then they just kind of, from
yeah,
what it seems like, they shut it down.
I can't imagine why.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We'll see if someone else can find more. Thanks, Alex, for your call. 800-933-5372. Up next is Coralie in Fort Worth. Hello, Coralie.
Yes, it's Coralie.
Yes, Coralie.
I have kind of an answer for the pawnbroker's three gold balls that hang.
Sure.
It's a legendary answer. It involves St. Nicholas.
Okay.
He knew of a poor family that had three poor girls, daughters. They had no dowry. And one night, the daughters had washed their stockings and hung them out, and he put a gold coin in each of their stockings. And St. Nicholas is the patron of pawnbrokers. So I guess they took that from the three gold coins.
Very good.
Of course, this also is the reason why we hang our stockings up on Christmas Eve.
You bet.
Hope to get a gold coin.
Thanks, Coralie.
Okay, bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. We got this answer from Tom in Crowley, who says, the Franciscans, the Catholic religious order, began pawn shops as a way to help people through difficult times. And he says the three balls symbolized the three knots on the rope belts that Franciscans wear as part of their habit. The knots stand for poverty, chastity, and obedience. He says, I was in a Franciscan seminary for a while, so I have some firsthand information. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. Jennifer wants to know why they serve French bread with Italian spaghetti. Teresa wants to know if when huge disasters like the tragedies and earthquake tragedy in China and the cyclone in Myanmar have taken the lives of several tens of thousands at least, and with the tsunami in Indonesia a few years ago and earthquake in Turkey, does the world population clock account for such large numbers of deaths then keep on ticking upward? Teresa says, I looked on the website, and there's listed projected populations through July 1st, 2008, so it's bound to be adjusted at some point. Does anyone know? Call us, 800-933-5372. John in Dallas wants to know, is there any place in the Metroplex that you can get dim sum on the weekends? He says, now that Arc and Seal has closed on Jupiter Road in Garland, he's willing to travel within the Metroplex. Randy, who says, I'm listening to the podcast while working Saturday and thought of a question I pondered for a while. I've noticed a single blue reflector on the street occasionally and haven't found any explanation for the particular placement. From what we have learned on this very show, Randy, that is the notification to the fire department that there is a fire hydrant at that location on the street. So in that blue reflector, so if you look around, you'll see the fire hydrant is right there. So I guess so they can, you know, they can stop at the right spot. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's talk next to Bobby in Dallas. Hello, Bobby.
Hi there. I have noticed recently that there have been a number of gas stations in the Dallas area that have closed.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, is that just a sign of the times, or is there something going on with the gas companies that have closed the gas stations?
Let's ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk next to Nick in Arlington. Hello, Nick.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
So my question is, on some luxury cars like Audis and Mercedes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes one of the taillights is like noticeably brighter than the other. And I've been told that this is not an accident. It serves some purpose, and I was curious as to what that purpose is.
Well, let's ask. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Rick writes to anything@kera.org, I've heard several reports about aftershocks in China in excess of a 6.0 magnitude. He asks, what is the difference between an earthquake and an aftershock? Tabitha wants to know if there's a salon that does dreadlocks in Dallas. I've seen many people on the street with nice locks, but can't seem to find anyone that does them. I looked on the internet, but no one does the hairstyle exclusively. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Shada McKinney says, does anyone know where I can dispose of old, unused medication safely? My pharmacist advised me to flush it down the toilet. This does not seem safe or wise. Actually, we've had this question many times, and there have been several answers. The toilet suggestion is apparently not a great suggestion anymore from what we've heard, because it does get into the water supply, et cetera. There have been suggestions to, if you have a cat, to mix it with the used kitty litter that you scoop up and throw out. But there's also been suggested that you take it to your pharmacist. So maybe in the case of your pharmacist, Shada, you might find another pharmacist that will dispose of those medications properly. And let's see. Let's go to the phones. 800-933-5372. Up next is Bonnie in Dallas. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi. I'm new to Dallas. It's 2 years here from California, mm-hmm. and I used to be able to get high-quality sashimi-grade fish at most of our, even our local grocery store. I've called a Japanese restaurant supplier here. I won't name them on air, but they can only get like a case at mm-hmm. a time, and it's like $70. So I'm looking for a high-quality fish market that sells sashimi-grade fish and also the other, you know, varieties like eel and all the other things that you can put for,
right.
for a good sushi party. So,
okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you. If not today, then maybe we'll have one for you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Nancy in Allen. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Jeff. A couple of gardening tips real quick.
Okay.
Folks are trying to grow tomatoes in Texas. We get bumper crops. But I think new growers want to pick the biggest tomato that they can find, like the beefsteak tomatoes,
right.
and they sell them everywhere. Steer clear of those. They're just too big for Texas. They don't, you know, they take too much water. You do a lot better with a smaller variety, like the Celebrity or an Early Girl is another great choice. And cherry tomatoes, the Sweet 100, they're phenomenal and grow like weeds. In addition, for a Texas soil, you really need to amend your tomatoes. Makes a huge difference. Might not sound that pleasant. And then lastly, marigolds are a wonderful flower. They're cheap, and you plant them all around your garden perimeter, and they do a really terrific job of keeping away pests, bugs. They're a natural deterrent. Even with regard to the mosquito question,
right.
One of the best products on the market right now is made from a flower derivative. There's a company that will do a mosquito mist in your backyard that's all flower derivatives.
Nancy, we've got to go to a break, but thanks very much for your call. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. We'll be right back. And this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number to call us with your questions or answers is 800-933-5372. The email address is anything@kera.org. And while you're online, go over to the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know page of kera.org. It's just kera.org/anything. You can check out the show. We usually have a little rundown of the topics for that week. And also, if you click on podcast, the podcast link there, it takes you to a page where not only can you subscribe to the podcast, so it pops up in your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts every week or every new episode, but you can just download one episode at a time. And the last 10 episodes are linked there. And here's the best part. It's absolutely free. It's provided by those of you who are members, and it's provided through NPR, and it's totally free of charge. So check it out. Anything page, it's just kera.org/anything. Lots and lots there. Back to the show. A question from Roy, who is writing from Dallas. How can I get my dog to stop barking without having to get another dog to keep him occupied? We got him as a puppy, and he rarely barked for the first 2.5 years that we had him. He now barks constantly with little breaks in between. He's been to the vet and is healthy. I need a solution because it's driving us, and I'll add, maybe your neighbors too, crazy. Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Catherine in Fort Worth. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, I have an answer for the mosquito question. If you notice at, like, some southern fried fish restaurants and maybe in southern homes, outside on the porch, you'll have a plastic baggie filled with water hung up by the doors and on posts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the mosquitoes see their reflection and they go the other way. It works really well, though. It's free.
Very good. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Up next is Kathy in Grapevine. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. I have an answer to a previous question. I didn't even actually hear the question. I just heard the answer, and it's about transporting dogs to Hawaii.
Right.
Or I believe that 85 degrees is the cutoff, so people still have some time to leave the Dallas-Fort Worth area. with the heat here, but 85 degrees is the cutoff, at least for American Airlines. I'm not sure for other airlines.
For dogs and for pets in the cargo hold.
Exactly. And also, it is a 4-month quarantine in Hawaii. However, they can get it down, I believe, to 1 month if you have all their shots and tests and everything. Between okay. 1 month and 1 year.
So just to revisit the original question was from an emailer who said that now that ATA has stopped flying, and they were apparently the last carrier that would allow you to take pets in the cabin of a plane. Does anyone know of an airline that will allow you to take the pets in the plane? So the one answer we got was transporting was the least of their worries. The quarantine was going to be a big deal. But I appreciate your feedback as well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Jessica says, my father-in-law has had a lot of success in his East Fort Worth garden with lettuces, spinach, cabbage, bell peppers, poblano peppers, jalapeno peppers, okra, tomatoes, carrots, and even corn. Also, good luck with fig and peach trees and plum trees that aren't much good for fresh fruit, but are great for preserves. Let's talk next to Elvin in Dallas. Hello, Elvin.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go right ahead.
I've got an answer to the question about the taillight being brighter than the other on high-end foreign cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically the rear fog light.
Okay.
My wife and I have a Volvo XC90, and that is the rear fog light.
So it's when you turn the fog lights on, it makes one of the taillights brighter.
Brighter, yeah. And usually on those higher-end vehicles, it's independent. Your front fog light and your rear fog light are independent. You hit one button, and your front fog lights come on. You
okay.
hit another, and your rear comes on.
And just so you know, and we can say it's definitive, David in Dallas agrees. Most European cars have rear fog lights. It's typically just one of the two on the back, where the front will have two.
Yes.
Thanks
correct.
Very much, Elvin.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. I knew this would happen. I've got a stack of dim sum weekend suggestions. Let's see. From TA, Maxim's on Terrace Drive in Richardson. Oh, let's see. Tyler agrees that Maxim is the place. Do these all say Maxim? These all say Maxim. So, we also got a suggestion from Edgar, Kieran Court in Richardson. It's on West Polk Street. Let's see. Alex agrees with Edgar, and so does Rainey, writing from someone, from somewhere. Thanks very much. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to David in Coppell. Hello, David.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, listen, your answer regarding the taking dogs on airlines, the ultimate decision is really the captain has that ultimate decision to make.
Okay.
So you can take a dog based upon the size. What you have to do is you have to obviously ask the captain before you preload if you've already bought your tickets. And if you haven't, I would suggest to talk to the ticket counter and ask the captain before you buy your tickets.
Right.
The captain will actually ask the passengers if they don't mind or if there's anybody that's allergic to dogs that they can carry a dog. If it's a small dog, now the larger dogs is a different story. But most of the time, it's just the discretion of the pilot. The other question regarding red light in the Autobahn, that's real common in the Autobahn. In fact, that's a requirement in Germany that you have to have a fog light during the fog.
Very good.
And then the last one is dog barking. I would try. There's a collar you can buy that sprays citronella in their mouth and keeps them from barking.
Okay, and cuts down on the mosquitoes while they're running around the backyard too.
That's right. That's kind of weird. That's another question I guess that can be answered.
Okay.
Ironically, is you don't want to use those electric shock collars. In reality, those are just don't do anything other than make your dog really not happy.
Okay, very good. David, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
800-933-5372. Jason writes that getting pets into Hawaii is a long process and gave us the website for the Department of Agriculture, which I've been told that we will link to that website on the Anything page at kera.org/anything. Let's talk next to Adam in Denton. Hello, Adam.
Hi. I have an answer about campaign finance.
You bet.
when you donate money to a campaign, it's just like when you donate money to the Red Cross or the Special Olympics, in that it's their money once you give it to them. And then, you know, once they have it, they have to comply with whatever rules, and I'm not positive for a campaign. Now, I believe the question was, what happens when, you know, the campaign is over and they have excess funds, correct?
Right.
Again, that's their money. Most politicians hold on to that for the next campaign cycle. And like I said, it's pretty much their money within whatever, you know, legal rules are set out. But they can give some of that to another politician if they wish. It's really up to them.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
And as far as debts go, I believe you would pay that out of the campaign funds first, and then after that, I guess, start hawking your jewelry. I don't know.
All right, Adam, thanks very much.
All right, bye-bye.
800-933-5372. In the, gosh, we really should try to answer these questions because they were from last week's stack of answers. David in Plano wrote about stars burning their fuel by fusion. It says this means they make heavier elements by fusing lighter ones. As the elements get heavier, it gets harder to fuse them, and eventually the star runs out of fuel. The burning inside the star needs to push out on the weight of the outer layers of the star when it uses up all of its fuel. The outer part collapses, causing a nova. If a star is big enough, he adds, the mass collapsing in keeps going and becomes a black hole. A black hole has so much mass that its escape velocity is greater than the speed of light, thus no light. From Scott in Carrollton, to an answer of why military uniforms are called fatigues, he wrote, fatigue uniforms, Class C uniforms, were cotton uniforms that were introduced to give soldiers pulling fatigue duty a work uniform other than the woolen Class B and Class A uniforms. These other uniforms are the dress and undress uniforms. Fatigue duties are those like that of cleaning, mess hall police, and other manual, dirty, necessary jobs outside of office duties. He adds, fatigue uniforms were the de facto combat uniforms during part of World War II and afterwards. The fatigue uniform was replaced in the early 80s by the battle dress uniform, the BDU, which are the camouflage uniforms that our military now wears for fatigue combat and other duties that do not require a dressier appearance. Lois in Far North Dallas wrote in answering the question about an alternate input for 911 calls. We had the question about whether you could text to 911. The answer is, according to Lois, not yet, but there's a lot of work being done on next generation 911 to address this. There are a number of online forums. Just Google NG9-1-1. A more pressing issue with 911, she says, is the number of people who are using internet-based phone services. The address for the number is sometimes an address provided by the service provider rather than the actual residence of the service user. Let's see. Margaret wrote in about the nonprofit finance classes for people, you know, to learn about, I guess, finances. There's a nonprofit organization called Fort Worth Business Assistance Center located on South Freeway in Fort Worth near the southwest corner of I-35 in Rosedale. They are an everything you want to know about business and business assistance classes, from nothing to very little, but they also have a few personal assistance classes, one being a very informative class called Money Smart, which is one of their free classes. And they are at FWBAC, Fort Worth Business Assistance Center.com. And we'll link to that as well on the Anything page. And then Michael in Dallas reminds us that looking for reclaimed wood and lumber, there is a place in Dallas called Green Living that sells reclaimed wood flooring and that's been professionally removed from North Texas buildings that are scheduled for demolition. 800-933-5372. Time for a couple more calls. Let's talk to Hakeem in Arlington. Hello, Hakeem.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. I'm not sure if this question's been asked before or not, but this is about that 21-shot salute you hear about, and
right.
That 3 and 7. What's the significance in the numbers, and where did this come from? And is there an international standard for these things? Just wanted to know.
Well, we'll ask, and more than likely we'll get an answer or probably a bunch of answers for you for
I'll
next week.
I'll take it on there.
All right, thanks. And let's talk to John. John in Euless. Hello, John.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Doing great.
All right. The dog in the cabin question, this goes more to the larger dogs. I've seen people with the service animal vests,
mm-hmm.
or service animals in training.
I don't know if that'd be an avenue for them. Maybe they could find a vest and slap it on their dog and get it on the plane.
Well, I don't know if that'd be, you know, necessarily the most above board way to do that. Let's talk to Mary in Fort Worth. Hello, Mary.
Hi. My husband and I flew ATA through Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines bought ATA. Now, we had to go down to San Antonio to fly out to Las Vegas to hook up to our ATA flight that took us to Hawaii.
Right.
But if they're still around, even though they're owned by Southwest, you might check and see if they will allow dogs in the cabin.
Very good. Mary, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Eric in Dallas. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I'm calling in reference to the... How you doing, Jeff?
Doing great.
I'm calling in reference to the lady who called asking about sushi-grade sashimi.
Yeah.
There's a great little place called Rex's Seafood. It's located at the southwest corner of Lovers and Inwood in Dallas.
Okay, very good.
And they also have a beginning and advanced sushi classes there.
Okay, and it's called Rex's Gourmet Seafood Market.
It's a Rex's Seafood Market. And as for Rocco, the head chef, what do you think?
Very good. Eric, thanks very much.
Hey, no problem.
We also got a couple of suggestions. One is from Karen in Dallas, who suggests TJ's Seafood Market for Dallas's freshest fish, according to this email from TJ. And let's see, Sally and Murphy says one block east of 635 in Greenville on the south side of 635 is Casey's Gourmet Shop, which is a place for sushi grade and sashimi grade fish. And let's take one more call from DM in Fort Worth. Hello, DM.
Yes. I would like to know what the environmental impact of hydrogen-powered cars would be on our environment if we were to magically just switch over to everything hydrogen-powered. I keep getting this vision of a traffic jam when it's about 25 degrees outside and mm-hmm. all this pure water coming out of the tailpipes turned into ice or mist. And what would be the long-term environmental impact of that much water injected into an environment like we have here in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Okay. Well, we'll probably have to get an answer for you next week since we're just about out of time. But thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. It's produced by yours truly right here at KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth-Denton. Our engineer today was Dan Potter. Dan, thank you so much. Fiona Norton, thank you, Fiona, answered the phones. And you even heard his voice. We need to get a theme song for him. Our assistant producer, Brandilyn Barnett, helped out a ton today as well. Thanks, Brandilyn. Thank you very much for your calls, for your participation, and for listening. And don't forget, you can sign up to subscribe for absolutely free to the weekly Anything You Ever Wanted to Know podcast. If you go to kera.org/anything, you can even download individual episodes on our squeaky clean, shiny new website. And as always, I really appreciate you listening. I'm Jeff Whittington, and thanks. Have a great weekend.